This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the live feed.
On this episode of The Live Feed, we feature the guitar-driven, twangy Americana rock of Pill Hill from St. Paul, Minnesota. Pill Hill features veterans of the Twin Cities music scene, Dan Faulds, Judd Hildreth, Heath Hengem, Jacques Waite, and Ben Glaros. Robert Pack visits with Dan about the vintage recording process, the significance of releasing on vinyl, and Dan's vast music influences that affect his songwriting today.
All right, you're listening to the Live Feed, Midwest Music Fest 2015, and we are talking with the headliner here at the Eagles Club, Pill Hill. Is this the first time that you've performed at the Midwest Music Fest, and what's it like to perform at festivals like this?
Yeah, this is our first time performing at this festival, and we've played Winona one other time at Ed's No Name, and we really liked the town. It was a lot of fun, and we've been kind of bopping around to the other clubs and checking out some of our friends. We have a bunch of friends playing down here, so it's really it's pretty great. We're having a great time.
That is one of the great things about a festival like this. You're able to meet friends that you have, and also maybe introduce your music to new fans. What kind of music can some people who might not know about Pill Hill, what can they expect?
Well, I think that if you're listening to our music, you're going to right away notice we're a rock band with a lot of influences. And we've been called Americana, roots rock, Midwest rock. I grew up in the cities listening to 60s, 70s, 80s rock, and that's kind of where we come from. And I grew up listening to a lot of country. My dad, when I was 7, we went to Grand Ole Opry, and that was our only family vacation. So I hated country music when I was a kid, but I think you can hear some of that in our music. Get compared a lot to Tom Petty, who I think of as a rock band, but I think if they came out now, maybe they would also be called Americana. It's kind of interesting, but I think of us as a rock band, and we're guitars, drums, bass, and try to really focus on songwriting. Songwriting is our primary focus, you know.
Well, talk about songwriting. What are some of your methods? What are some of your...
Methods. Methods is good. Yeah, it's interesting how it happens, and it always baffles me, but I have guitars at my house out always, and it's a lot of times just picking it up. It's almost like you have divine inspiration, and I know that sounds strange, but sometimes it'll just come out of you really quickly. It seems like the best stuff you do comes out really quick, and you don't know where it came from. And I've heard other people explain it until it happens to you. It's hard to, you know, describe, but it happens. You know, I've been writing songs for many years. I think, you know, when you first get into it, you're trying, and then after a while, you just try to get in touch with emotions and have the emotions drive it. So it's sometimes it's a lyric, sometimes it's a chord progression or kind of a guitar lick. It's the thing that keeps me most excited about playing music is writing.
Swimming, you went swimming. with no handle. Drippings burn, drippings burn. You are the light, all the flame. Make me go insane. Curse your name. Curse your name. You are the light, all the flame. Make me go insane. Your name. My watch stopped ticking, heartbeats faster. Your song, black magic, mostly tragic, split in two. Oh, side wants to kill you, the other thrill you. It ain't right, it ain't right. You are the light. Curse your name, curse your name. Yeah, you are the light, you are the flame. Make me go insane. I curse your name, curse your name.
Thank you. We have a video for this next song you can see on YouTube. It's called Butterscotch House.
I don't know if you've ever been in a video, but like when you see yourself in a video, it's the worst thing that could ever happen to you.
But Heath looks amazing on the video. I mean, seriously.
can't wait. There's a thought in my head, it was placed there by you. We're just going through the motions. Yeah, you're full of your emotions. I'm gonna drive to the butterscotch house. Yeah, there's something needs some talking about. I can't wait for you to answer.
Listening to the sounds of Americana rock group Pill Hill from St. Paul, Minnesota during Midwest Music Fest 2015. We now turn it back to Robert Pack as he interviews Dan Fouts of the band. You're listening to The Live Feed.
You kind of talked about some of the classics that you're influenced by. Mm-hmm. And doing some research, you released your last record on a kind of a clear vinyl. Can you talk about that? What was the inspiration for that?
Well, when I was a kid, my sister and I, we didn't have a lot of records, but we had a lot of 45s, or we didn't have a lot of albums. And actually, I don't think we even had a player that played albums for a while. So we had a collection of 45s. And I don't remember what it was, but we had a translucent red 45 that I remember just staring at as a kid. And I just thought it was like candy, just the neatest thing. And so when we decided to press on vinyl, I wanted to do translucent, and we did Butterscotch, so it kind of ties in with the theme of the album. It's just kind of something different, kind of neat, you know?
It's interesting that vinyl has been kind of making a pretty strong comeback the past few years. Mm-hmm. Is that a reason you decided to go vinyl? Were fans asking for a vinyl release?
I think that we wanted to put out vinyl. It seemed like it was more of a significant release. When it's put on vinyl, it seems more real. And it just felt like it needed to happen. We recorded this in studios to tape and played through vintage old amps, you know, tube amps and old guitars and everything, did it the old-fashioned way. I mean, there was some modern technology after the fact, obviously, but so it was recorded just like the albums were recorded back in the 60s and 70s, and we wanted to put it out like they were put out as well, so... Yeah, it just seemed appropriate.
Was that the first time that you recorded on the classic way, if you will?
No. Well, I'm old, so I've recorded to tape back in the 80s and in the 90s, and most of that actually never did get released. It's funny how much recording I did and how few releases I actually did in my old bands. But so I grew up, you know, recording to tape, and that was kind of what I knew, and so yeah, I like it. I mean, it forces you to play. You have to be able to play to you can't just edit everything together. So, yeah, cool.
Of course, you know, I like playing vinyl because it sounds better. Is that something that you agree with?
I would totally agree. I mean, I suppose it depends on the components you have also, but I think I was actually surprised the first times that I had heard our album played. The first times were through like MP3s or waveforms or something, so I didn't hear it on vinyl at first because it takes a while to get that pressed. And when I did hear it on vinyl, it sounded, you hear things, you pick up things that you don't hear through CDs or MP3s or whatever. And I definitely think it's an improvement, and it's definitely different. So that's for sure. I think it is warmer. You know, I have an old stereo, so with like a nice turntable, but an old stereo. So yeah, I like vinyl. Just can't listen to it all the time. I mean, if I could have a vinyl in my car. That better? We'll be right back.
so you would break your heart. Tell me love it now, that's a start. Wish your dream may come true. You still say the Nazis fail.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Live Feed and our coverage of Midwest Music Fest 2015, hosted by Robert Pack. Robert now continues his interview with Twin Cities Americana rock band, Pill Hill.
The final question I have for you, obviously music has been a very important part of your life for you. Can you talk about what is important about music, or why is music so important to you?
Why is it important to me? Wow. I mean, as a kid, it changed me completely. I mean, I went to bed listening to music. I woke up listening to music. And I would, I mean, everything I did, I tried to do while listening to music. And maybe I can't quite do that today, but it's always been a huge part of my life. I mean, so for playing it, part of it is just an expression of your emotions to maybe be able to say stuff you could never say in other ways, and there's a release, but to listen to it, it's like looking at art. I mean, it's I couldn't imagine not being able to listen to music.
Have you found your tastes in music? Have they changed, or have they stayed pretty much the same throughout your life?
Oh, they've totally changed. I mean, I go through phases, you know? I mean, I grew up when MTV first came out, and I remember Friday Night Videos, and you know, some of my first albums were kind of 80s pop albums, and then I liked like the 80s hard rock, and I liked the new wave, and then there's my dad always playing the country. I mean, I like it all.
Oh, I appreciate your time, and I'm looking forward to your set right here at the Midwest Music Fest 2015.
We are Pill Hill. This is going to be our last song for the evening. We're happy to be here. And okay, come on. Get ready. Hey, and Heath is going to be selling kisses for a dollar after the show. All my regrets, my hedging fence, scattered all around.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks again to Pill Hill for sharing with us on the live feed. More information on this St. Paul Americana band can be found at pillhill.co and on Facebook. We here at KQAL would also like to thank all who made Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on Midwest Music Fest can be found at midwestmusicfest.org. Another additional thank you goes out to Ben Asaf and his team at Northern Sun Productions for helping us obtain recordings during Midwest Music Fest. More information on Northern Sun Productions can be found at northernsunproductions.com and on Facebook. I'm Terry Tunsett, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.